London, AP, a British teen pleaded guilty Monday to murdering three girls and attempting to kill 10 other people in a stabbing rampage at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in England last summer. Axel Rudikubana, 18, entered the surprise plea at the start of his trial at Liverpool Crown Court. He pleaded guilty to three counts of murder, 10 counts of attempted murder and additional charges related to possessing the poison ricin and for having an Al-Qaeda manual. The July 29 stabbings sent shockwaves across the UK and led to a week of widespread rioting across parts of England and Northern Ireland after the suspect was falsely identified as an asylum seeker who had recently arrived in Britain by boat. He was born in Wales. Rudikubana faces life imprisonment when sentenced Thursday, Justice Julian Goose said. Defense lawyer Stanley Reyes said he would present information to the judge about Rudikubana's mental health that may be relevant to his sentence. Rudikubana had consistently refused to speak in court and did so once again when asked to identify himself at the start of the proceedings. But he broke his silence when he was read the 16-count indictment and asked to enter a plea, replying, "guilty," to each charge. The surviving victims and family members of those killed were absent in court because they had expected to arrive Tuesday for opening statements. Goose asked the prosecutor to apologize on his behalf that they were not present to hear Rudikubana plead guilty. Prosecutors haven't said what they believe led Rudikubana, who was days shy of his 18th birthday, to commit the atrocities. The rampage occurred on the first day of summer vacation when the little girls at the Heart Space, a sanctuary hidden behind a row of houses, were in a class to learn yoga and dance to the music of Taylor Swift. What was supposed to be a day of joy turned to terror and heartbreak when Rudikubana, armed with a knife, attacked the girls and their teacher in the seaside town of Southport in northwest England. He pleaded guilty to murder in the deaths of Alice da Silva Aguiar, 9, Elsie Dot Stancombe, 7, and Bibi King, 6. Eight other girls, ranging in age from 7 to 13, were wounded, along with instructor Leanne Lucas and Jonathan Hayes, who worked in a business next door and intervened. 15 other girls, as young as 5, were at the class but uninjured. Under a court order, none of the surviving girls can be named. Police said the stabbings weren't classified as acts of terrorism because the motive wasn't known. Several months after his arrest at the scene of the crime, Rudikubana was charged with additional counts for production of a biological toxin, ricin, and possession of information likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing to commit an act of terrorism for having the manual in a document on his computer. Police said they found the evidence during a search of his family's home in a neighboring town. The day after the killings, and shortly after a peaceful vigil for the victims, a violent group attacked a mosque near the crime scene and pelted police officers with bricks and bottles and set fire to police vehicles. Rioting then spread to dozens of other towns over the next week when groups made up mostly of men mobilized by far-right activists on social media clashed with police during violent protests and attacked hotels housing migrants. More than 1,200 people were arrested for the disorder and hundreds have been jailed for up to 9 years in prison. Brian Melly, The Associated Press.